In the first reading today, we have Paul and Barnabas returning back to Antioch after their first great missionary journey. Paul will make three of these missionary journeys through the known world at that time. And remember, all of this started because gathered in Antioch in prayer, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart Paul and Barnabas for the work that I have in mind for them." So that line from the Acts of the Apostles connects with what we know, what you've heard often, but we need to always keep hearing it. The church exists in order to evangelize. It is why she exists. It's not one thing among many that she does. It is the reason that she exists, to make Christ known and loved, to offer through the body of Christ, the church, the possibility of a saving, life-giving encounter with him. We've heard in an extraordinary way one piece of what that mission looks like through Paul and Barnabas. But it's easy from this to think, well, like, these guys are superstars, and this is the only way that missionary work happens, is like at this level. That is not true. And I think often the enemy wants us to believe, like, if you're not like Paul, or you're not like Barnabas, then this isn't for you. The enemy wants you to put under a bushel basket the light of Christ that burns in you by way of baptism. And that's not from the Lord. Every one of us is called to take up our own particular place and role in that missionary existence of the church. St. John Paul II said, "No believer in Christ," that's all of us, "no believer in Christ, no institution of the church can avoid this supreme duty to proclaim Christ to all peoples." So this is on all of us. And the good news is that, remember, everything that we've read in the Acts of the Apostles, how does it all begin? What's the great big opening event in the Acts of the Apostles? Holy Spirit and Pentecost. Yes, exactly. Yeah, so that's good. It takes the burden off of us. Lord, this is your work. This is what you made us for. Like, we don't have to worry about coming up with from scratch a whole plan. We just have to be open and trusting and ready to receive your Holy Spirit as he's going to work through us and call us out in our own particular way, in our life, our vocation, as you're leading us out to bring you out to the world. So it's not meant to be this awful, terrible thing. It's just that openness to the power and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. So these are good things to keep in mind. Two things just to end with here. Practically here at St. John's, how are we trying to help equip you for this? The first, kind of the core way, is through all of our different series we offer through the Christ Life process, discovering Christ, following Christ, and then sharing Christ. This is like our 100 level offering of courses. And then the one beyond that is what we've started to do since about last summer, the work that we're doing with Reach More, which just takes all of that and deepens it through this really powerful 12-week formation process. So we're trying to offer you opportunities so that you don't slip into that mindset. This missionary work belongs to someone else. It belongs to all of us. And then one final line from St. John Paul II. In the church's history, missionary drive has always been a sign of vitality, just as its lessening is a sign of a crisis of faith. So a greater desire to be missionary is a sign of the vitality of my faith. A lesser drive to be missionary in my daily life is a sign of the crisis of faith. That's not just at the institutional level, but in our own hearts individually. That's a good little examination of conscience that we can take into the rest of the Mass and the rest of this day as we hear the Lord's reminder of that call to bring Christ out to the world.